Yo, what's good? What's good? What is good? It's the Hard Food Podcast.
Back again.
Back again. Back again.
Yo.
My name's Juice English.
Saxon King.
You get me?
Yeah, you get me?
Yeah, that's bad.
That's bad. That's very bad.
Yeah.
Very bad.
Well, I might as well say, yeah. Cassie's what? Filed for lawsuit.
Who? Filed a lawsuit.
Filed a lawsuit against Diddy. 30 million.
For?
Rape and
really?
Repeated abuse.
Yeah, physical abuse.
Is that surprising?
Well.
Wow.
Yeah, to be fair.
That is very surprising, but wow.
I'm not surprised.
Wow.
Yeah. My name's Juice English.
Saxon King, Daya.
And this is episode 10.
Jeez.
On the Hard Food Podcast.
Episode 10.
Can you put it on silent, please?
Yeah. Rude.
Yeah, well, where was we? My name's Juice English. This is episode 10 of the Hard Food Podcast.
Like three times.
I know, but I gotta let them know, innit?
You said it like three times. That is Juice English, by the way. Folks.
Thank you. Yeah. My name is Juice English. Big Juice. What's everyone saying? What you saying?
I don't know what to follow after what you just said.
Normal podcast.
No, I'm on about what you called. You said, like,
you know, Big Juice. You call yourself Big Saxon?
No, I don't say that.
I don't think anyone's called himself
Big Saxon.
I don't say that.
In the group chat, you called yourself Big Sax.
No, you said Big Sax with a
CKS.
You're trying to make this up just to try and make some comedic value.
CKS?
No, Big Sax. No, I didn't say that.
I didn't say that.
CKS? Now you're just trying to like...
That's what he said.
Now, you're just trying to like lean into this content thing you did a couple weeks ago.
It's always content. What are you saying, man?
I'm good.
Podcast today.
Good. About a monster.
So it stirs.
And this is why Juice is like he is, and normally I'm like by the end of the pod. But
you don't usually drink monster?
Not really.
Okay. Nice, good. It's good.
Put them down still. You know, I have
I'm
like
cutting them up.
I know I have
I've had two today.
might
have like yeah, rest down course. Might drink water. Episode 10 isn't it?
That'll eat in your blood, yeah.
Get some in there later. Oh, cool. Yeah.
Now, like do you have caffeine breaks?
You know what? Yes. Last week and this week.
This is my first coffee, and I've had two. So you just, think, oh, just stack this. I'm going to have two.
Trust me. I didn't even
jump straight in the deep end.
I didn't even think Monster caffeine. I just thought Monster energy, but it's right, caffeine. I've had no coffee for 2 weeks now, and this is my first hit of caffeine.
That's good.
Well done.
Mm. I normally have like every 4 weeks, I have like a week off caffeine, full stop.
I've been abusing coffee, man. I usually have about three a day.
All them team there.
Yo, oh, sugars, like, share, subscribe.
All that business.
You know what I mean? Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
And even though we haven't said
TikTok.
What's good to team and what's good to DJ.
Come in. It's because you derailed us for a minute.
We're there.
Big up to Charles and Few, obviously, sponsoring the pod.
Mm-hmm. Big them up every
and,
time.
You know, you got to hit the...
I'll type sponsors.
The sponsors.
Chosen.
Oh, the discount code. Hard Food Podcast. Put that on checkout and save some dough. And yeah, man. Yeah. Big up to the man them.
And make sure you're looking for Black Friday though.
Yes.
And that's some Black Friday madness.
Yes.
I'm seeing up to 40% off and that.
Have we got a discount code?
Yeah, the Hard Food Podcast is 10%. Wow, no, this weekend, 40%
this
Black Friday.
Mix and match. It's some good probably stuff, you know. Some very good, very good stuff. Like, it's proper, you know.
Yeah.
Like, and it's hoodie season still. I know they're going to sort me out with the hoodie still. I'm going to have to look on there, Black Friday.
Yeah.
Find a nice hoodie, black hoodie.
But yeah.
Need a nice hoodie still.
Where? Wait, before we go that, I just want to swish the the chosen few thing across the floor.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Actually, I can probably make it coming from that way still. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Chosen few. Timbo Slice in the building.
Yeah, yeah.
DJ in the building.
Oh God.
What are we all saying? How is everybody?
I'm good. Basically, I go Spain on Saturday. The World Championships. I'm out there for a couple of days working. It's going to be about, I think it's like 22 degrees.
What are you doing for work?
Just working, just talking to the athletes and being an all-around cool guy.
Nah, but like, we want to know more about what you do, actually do.
Basically.
Yeah. feel like he was waiting for that question.
Trust me.
Yeah. I don't even sit like that. I'm not going to lie. When athletes come off stage, I interview them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a case that with the athletes, you kind of got to, some of them, you got to just force words out of them. And I know it sounds funny, but you got to force the words out of them because some of them just don't know how to talk.
Yeah.
Like, there's a guy, now there's a girl last week, yeah. And you know when someone's just awkward in conversation?
Yeah.
And
nothing like that.
They just, I can't explain it. You ask them a question and they're like,
Yeah. One word answers and I don't know how to hold combo.
They just seem like socially awkward, but I don't blame the person. I blame the time we're in now, but whatever. Mm. Now, aside from that,
in the generation,
you got to realize as well, we're going to have athletes from all over the world. So I'm going to try and
translate.
Aim.
Duolingo. I've got to learn a couple
my
languages.
Aim, yeah. My aim, yeah, is to learn, I'm setting this now, is to learn a greeting in Spanish.
Mm-hmm. As in like, hola.
Nah, proper one.
I mean like proper. Okay, yeah.
A good greeting.
Buenas noches? No, that's good night. Buenos dias? Or buen dia?
Man said Luke. Was
it buen dia?
Man said buen dia. Wow. I'm not talking about footballers,
buen
you know.
Nah.
Buen dia means good day.
Okay.
Nah.
But anyway.
Buen dia doesn't mean good day.
I don't know. I know he wears anyway. Number 10 for Aston Villa.
You get me, Post Villa. But,
buen dia.
I want a greeting in Spanish, a greeting in Korean, because the Korean team's going to be there as well.
Okay.
Get me? I'll get props for that still. And probably if the South African team are there, something just a bit of sauce, you get me?
Yeah.
And talking to the athletes from overseas is like the thing that's where you got to do your thinking.
You know, what's embarrassing though? You ever had like, say you see a French person and then they're speaking French. You're like, oh yeah, bonjour. And they think you can speak French. They're like, oh, go, come and talk to me. It's like, oh,
No.
I know bonjour. You're going to be like, yeah.
I've already got a statement ready for that in Spanish saying it's basically, take time. I'm not very good. I'm not very good in my Spanish.
Slow down, Tino.
But I don't want to be the English guy that goes,
no,
you know when you see English people on TV and they're like, and they're just all they don't make anything any clearer, they just speak louder.
Yeah.
You understand?
I don't understand what you're saying.
No hablas on español.
Now, but I do have translate on my phone, but I want to learn those phrases just to greet them. You see what I'm saying? It kind of like
it shows interest.
You get me?
Because it's
respect. I mean,
I'm learn how to say protein in each of the languages. Because that's like, you're going to click straight away if you say protein. Like, protein.
No, I mean,
I used to say protein.
Gains.
What accent was that?
That was just my generic foreigner.
Generic
foreigner. protein. Yeah, protein.
Protein.
That could be for anything.
Protein.
Oh man.
Ethnically ambiguous language.
Ethnically ambiguous.
I'm gonna be out there.
Juice
is
the reason
Spain.
Why Suella got Dash out, you know.
Yeah. Yo. Who is Suella?
What do you mean, is she?
I don't know who this woman is. Literally.
What do you mean?
The first time I heard her name was on Saturday, and then by Monday she was fired. Like, I don't know who Suella is.
Bam. Suella Braveman, yeah.
Politician, fam.
Suella Braveman and Preeti Patel, yeah.
Yeah, I thought Preacher was still in work.
Yo, birds of a feather. Both of them pagans. You get me? And basically, she was the home secretary. So basically, yeah, she was the woman that was saying, living in a tent is a choice.
Oh, homelessness is a choice.
Homelessness is a choice.
Got Kanye on, innit?
Like. Get me? And this bear thing she's been going on with because it's mad. And I'll tell you something which is mad, yeah? So, they had this thing, yeah, this week about when asylum seekers come and had a vote, yeah, if they can send them to Rwanda.
Mm.
Yeah, this is a little sidebar.
They were trying to send them there, innit?
They was trying to send them to Rwanda. However, they ruled that it was unlawful, so they said they can't do it. So how, in that case, were they able to send people back to Jamaica?
Yeah. They said it was lawful.
How? These are people that were, some of them were born here. And the fact is, people saying, oh, the murderers, that's a lie. Because the fact is, what they did, some of the people were people who came in the Windrush because they didn't have the papers correct.
Yeah.
That's not their fault. You get me? Because they didn't have the papers correct. They've lived all this time in England. Like, oh, your papers aren't right. You've got to go back to Jamaica. But that's lawful. Tell me how that works.
I don't know. Pagan rib, bro. Pagans.
These little pagans, man. Bun them all. Guy Fawkes and what? Something.
And David Cameron's back now or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. He's the...
Hide your pigs.
What is he? Was he the...
Foreign Secretary.
Foreign Secretary, yeah.
Yeah.
How bad man is that?
Oh, wait. Foreign Secretary.
Yeah.
I thought he took Sorita's job.
No.
Oh, sure.
He's on the next thing still.
Let's put that still. Yeah, man. David Cameron's back.
I don't. I say I don't follow it. It's for real life, isn't it? But I don't follow it.
It's a pantomime, to be fair, though, fam.
It's a farce. It's a sham.
It's all a pantomime, and because you know what, the one thing it shows me, which I've always known, but I don't understand people, because politics is something that people over here, it's not as bad as America. America are ride or die for their
tribalism,
MPs or whatever. Now over here we're kind of like, yo, they're all pagans anyway. Yeah, but some people are like, no, conservative, Lib Dem, da, 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 if Lib Dem still exists. But it's like, it shows me that the way that, so basically Swella got sacked,
yeah.
And then the day after, she must come up with some big, bad letter going after Rishi.
Oh, she got dirt on him or something?
Yeah,
like that,
she's coming up with some bare things saying, you ain't done this, you sacked on this. Now, that shows me, it's like, yo, these people will throw each other under the bus, don't business. Just so why in the world do you think they care about you?
The ordinary people.
Trust me.
Why do you think they care about you?
Hey, my man going in the jungle, Nick Farage or something like that. Nigel Farage.
Nigel. Is he?
Going, yeah, he's in the jungle. Celebrity or something like that. I'm a celebrity.
These politicians just need to...
You know what he's trying to get? He's trying to get the My Man treatment. My Man went in there and got the good PR.
The one that was lipsing up the girl, innit?
Yeah.
What was his name?
Hancocky, bro.
Hancocky.
So he's in that SAS thing?
What the hell is SAS? Sounds dangerous.
He's on a TV show. This is what I mean, man.
He's like trying to get PR in that, innit?
He's trying to get PR going on TV.
But obviously what people fail to understand is that like... All these like governments and all these politicians and people, they study the like psychology on a next level.
Yeah.
So they know how to make like obviously people don't even understand that they're being told what to do and manipulated because of the level of how these like study psychology and influence you like just through day to day life what it is that you're doing and that. But
I remember watching someone the way they were analysing Obama speaking.
Timbo Slice.
And they were saying like when man speaks and he puts his hand in a specific gesture,
it's
better than pointing because like it's firm and it's positive, but it's also authoritative.
That's sick. That isn't.
It's crazy.
I mean,
and you don't understand that you're being manipulated.
Yeah, I am.
Brush your teeth. Yeah. Hello. Hello. Yeah. No.
2 minutes.
Yo, we're gonna try that tomorrow.
I'm
eat your breakfast.
Ooh, yeah.
Mom, is that all right?
Is something in his hand? And one of them was like, he got sweets in your hand. Give him a sweet. Give him a sweet.
Give him a sweet. If I eat my breakfast, do I get sweets? Is that what this is?
But yeah, man, like all of them, they're kind of like, they don't really business. And the same way they will backstab each other. They do not business about you people voting. Yes, you got to vote.
Nah,
They don't care about the people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they don't care about
the people. Because all they want is the power.
It's all numbers.
You know what I'm saying? Now, it's one of them ones where Suella is kind of...
She's in the cold right now.
Yeah, she is. But the thing is, she hasn't been able to come back into a party, like a seat.
Still early, don't it?
Now they said that she can't come back in for now, I think. But it's mad because what happens is normally when they come out of one role, they just go to another. And I think she might, I don't know if she's going to go on the back benches. You get me? Yeah. So we don't know.
It's kind of like tag teaming. It's like, you know, in wrestling, like just tag them out. You just go there, chill for a bit.
Well, it's like musical chairs, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Carl, how are these
guys? When's the last time you played musical chairs?
I was doing a holiday club.
Fam, I ain't playing musical chairs for years because if I'm playing musical chairs, someone's getting clapped.
Is that the new hard food challenge?
Your musical chairs would be sick now, you know, at this big age.
You should have done that at your party still.
Fam, but we're at the age. Fam, we're at the age. Like, if you fall over, you could hurt yourself.
You get me? No, no. And I'm
that's
not,
more fooled, isn't it? And I'm like, not shoulder barging. You gotta get nimble.
I'm not shoulder barging anybody.
Unless I'll be like, no. Nope. Have the seat. I'm
out. If I shoulder
weak,
barge,
that is.
If I shoulder barge, fam, if I shoulder barge, they're going across the room.
Do that then, innit? You gotta win.
No.
You gotta win musical chairs.
No.
And
no.
Win on it.
No.
Pay for money.
No.
No way, man.
That's arranged.
Everyone sign a waiver.
That's content.
Musical chairs.
That's content.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Okay, you know what you can do? This new album is like Drake and that. You get Jay Cole and that.
Imagine, okay, you get...
No, that's probably sick.
Musical chairs, you know.
Unknown artist.
Gassed, you know, man's thinking, yeah, where can we hold this?
No, I'm with it.
Where can we do this?
Next you could
summer. Next summer, the hard food musical chairs extravaganza.
Make everyone sign waivers.
Get one sign artist. Make them do their music.
Yeah.
And then they're doing it live. They're doing it live. And they stop.
It's like, why are they going to take
part? And they stop.
Yeah.
And then you got the people, like, obviously doing the musical chairs. The winner gets, like, some money.
Yeah. Now you got to get the unknown. It's like, Chuck Man and his...
Yeah. Man was in the bando, then he...
Yeah. Because got stabbed by his friend.
Nah, you know what? Nah, man have to do that for like musical statues, family. You gotta have like the most
musical statues. Yeah.
You know, if you're feeling the tune too much, yeah, you ain't trying to freeze. You're trying to rap the rest of the lyrics, fam.
I really want to play musical chairs now. You know.
Nah, man, you need to relax.
That's not my shit, damn. So fuck all of that.
Sure, I'll play with some other friends. Jeez.
I got friends.
Yeah. What were you saying, DJ?
Same shit.
I hear that.
I can't lie. My life's not exciting, you know.
Nah.
Like, it is. You know what? People that aren't me think my life's exciting, but because I live it every day, it's not that exciting. But, like, you know, music stuff, studio stuff.
DJ's like, there's only so much breasts you can have in your face, man.
You know what I mean?
There's so many private jets you could...
I missed this story. It was a private story. It's a story.
Yeah.
The green circles, I'm not involved.
Only so much ass you can see.
Yeah. After
yachts.
A while, it just wears off.
Do you know what I mean? Only so many yachts you can party on.
Exactly.
Only so many IG models you can... You get me?
Only so many snares.
Alright, Tingo.
He's ain't him.
Same old film.
Yeah, all good.
Same old. I'm alive. That's what matters.
So, Juice, how's your week been?
Oh, thanks.
We've got to wait for Adrian to ask.
You've got to ask him, you know. He's got to ask.
No, it's not just Adrian. Anyone could ask. What are you saying?
Sorry, I should return it. You know, the serve, and the board, the man didn't even bother trying to return, just on the other side, standing in line with him on the court.
That's a cool sound effect, though, you know.
Obviously, man, like that, you from Lethal Weapon and that.
I know he's on about.
Not Lethal Weapon.
You know about Dougie Fresh?
No, he's on about...
National Lampoons.
You're thinking about every bad film. Police Academy, freaking out.
Police
Academy.
No way.
Not Training Day.
That's
like the Thin Blue Line, not that one.
Speaking of Police Academy, how many of those films are there? There's like... bag of those films in it.
Police Academy, yeah, Holly.
Are we there yet? Ice Cube, Kevin Hart, what's that one called again? Ride Along.
Two of those, innit? Yeah, you were saying, Juice, go ahead.
I've had a good week still. I'm actually eating food, innit?
Oh, nice. You're keeping it up from last time.
Yeah, but I don't feel good about it, man. I don't enjoy eating, you know.
Really?
I don't love food. Food loves me.
Well, fam, you got to think of them starving kids in Africa.
Say again.
Think of them starving kids in Africa.
It's true though, like the food loves me. The food loves me, it don't leave. Like I eat the food and it just stays with me for a long time.
You're choosing the wrong food.
Wrong food loves me, isn't it?
Yeah, the wrong food loves me,
isn't it? I can't even try. I've had some fried chicken today. I don't understand it. I remember you said this to me before, how is fried chicken not protein?
It is protein, but
then I can eat it.
No,
it's how just can I not have a protein?
No, okay.
Do you have a fried chicken diet? Yeah, watch me.
Fried chicken diet.
Yes, fried chicken and white rice diet.
You know what that sounds like?
Sounds like protein, isn't it?
Sounds like high blood pressure. You get
mad salt.
Just
mad bare salt content.
Bare fat.
But sounds like hypertension
and gout.
Don't rise that with him. But yeah.
You can't. I know you can't, but I just feel like I could eat it and then like sweat it off or something. Like just cardio it off. Fried chicken.
How much cardio are you doing?
Right now.
No, in general. Yeah, okay, right now. How much football do you play each week? Twice. How long? You playing football for? I don't know.
3 hours of football.
3 hours of football.
Back at the gym.
Okay, cool. How's it not working out?
Well, I've been going to gym once a week. Like,
okay, so you have to do
once a week and two football. So I'm
once
getting
a week,
something.
Two football. Okay.
I'm getting something.
Hey. But like
you're not stagnant.
Yeah?
You're not stagnant.
Nah, I'm not stagnant. Nah, never stagnant. Never late.
So how about you just increase that one time of gym to two times and then two times football, two times gym?
No, I want two times football, two times gym.
When?
I want to.
Yeah, okay, yeah, just do it, man. Just gotta, right, man. You got to prioritize time. You got to shift things around, innit?
But if I do that, can I fry chicken? Unlimited fried chicken?
No.
I don't get why not, though. That's what I'm
saying. Because the fact is, you got to realize it's cooked in a whole heap of oil.
Yeah, but...
And also, so. It's the type of oil.
You mean so?
Okay, well, I can use it. But olive oil. Which is, what's
I mean,
good
if you want
oil?
That white people TikTok olive fried oil? Chicken where they use Doritos instead of flour, go crazy, my G. Yeah. Or you know, like
I didn't know that was a white people thing.
Them random
white people.
Fucking like Irish and Scottish influencers that are telling you, "This is my high protein chicken," and then like, get your chops around this, and then it's just like Doritos, and they didn't even wash the chicken.
Yeah,
they like, and then they just put it in the air fryer, spray it with oil, and it looks like shit, and then they mix salad cream and ketchup together like they've done something, and you're like.
I like the ones where it's like, this is like homemade Mackey's and that, or homemade Burger King or something like that. And it the looks... burgers actually look like proper and that. And it's healthy variations of it. I like them videos. I haven't tried anything yet.
But that's just doing the food yourself?
Yeah. I got no objection against doing my food myself.
You just don't have fried chicken all the time? You can't once every once in a while.
Once you air fry it?
It's not the same, man.
It actually isn't, but like because the oil and the salt
you'd
in
have
the.
To apply
I'm not eating fried chicken just because I want to eat fried chicken. I want to eat a particularly tasting fried chicken. It has to taste good, it has to be nice and crispy and fresh out
so
the fryer.
Why don't you have some southern fried seasoning? Yeah. Season up the chicken.
Okay, no,
let's use the air fryer and wash it after.
To be fair, the fried chicken just today, to be fair. I'm just eating. Like, when I go shopping, I never buy stuff for myself.
Yeah.
Make sure the kids have got snacks and whatever, make sure they got. And I just buy a couple of noodles for myself, you get me, man. If I do get hungry, I make noodles for myself. But I said, you know what, nah, let me actually buy some food. So I bought some ribs, bought some chicken, a couple of lasagnas and those spaghetti carbonaras and that. And yeah.
You eat all that stuff? Pasta meals.
Yeah. But I think that's why. Food's loving me, you get me? Man's out here bloating now. As soon as I start eating again, man's bloating, you get me? I
don't touch pasta. Pasta's like, it's so good, but so bad.
I don't touch pasta.
So, you're going to tell me I need to eat vegetables, isn't it?
You don't eat vegetables?
I don't really eat vegetables, you
Where
know?
Are you getting your vitamins and minerals from?
Sunlight.
For the thin to sit, nigga.
Vitamin D, you get me?
Yeah, nigga, thin to sit, nigga.
This guy just said the sunlight, yo.
The sunlight.
Nah. I ain't seen the sun in how many days, you know?
Yeah. G6 is a plant, bro.
The vitamins in the monster, and that, you get me? It says it all over the food. We've added vitamin, you get me? Look, vitamins and taurines, you get me? That's what it says. We're at the top of the can, you get me? I put my lips on that bit, that's how you know.
Whoa, at the top, that's where you put your lips.
Of the can, pause. Gosh, I shouldn't even be mentioning lips in this room still.
No. Adrian was white.
Yeah. Hey, anyway, Edge was right.
Yeah, man.
You did not see. You know.
Wow.
But
wow.
Yeah. Nah, yo. Meal plan soon. Still. Meal plan soon.
All right. He's been saying this for weeks.
Nah, I have to. Anyway. I have. But I had to get myself back into it. I had to go from not eating to eating again. Now I'm going to eat right. You get me?
Okay,
so I want to add fried chicken today.
So you go from eating nothing to eating crap to eating good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Progress.
But you know what it is? I'm raw traumatized. Every time I eat good, I have a major setback in life.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you're
every time I eat good, my car's break down. It's like God's giving me a sign or something, like, yo.
So God's like, you're going to eat some crap today, nigga.
And just starts to get comfortable going to his favorite food spots. God's saying,
put down that broccoli, nigga.
Do not
put
eat that good food, yeah. Just eat rubbish. Yeah, well, that's what he's saying.
I don't know. Maybe not God. Maybe it's Satan.
Yeah, I think it might be.
Maybe. But yeah, man, yo, I clocked it earlier still. Started the year eating good. My car got stolen. And then July, started eating good. And then my car broke down, timing belt gone. Still parked up for outside the yard since August 5th, you know. Car ain't moved. The joke is, the car won't move. Actually, I ain't going to put this out there. The car ain't moved.
The guys are like, yeah, I swear to me, if he touches that carrot again, if he touches that carrot,
This is the reason why he's asking to eat fried chicken every day.
You steam some more vegetables, Daniel. You steam some more vegetables.
I dare you.
And see what happens.
On sight with that car, you know. On sight, bro.
Steam some more vegetables. It's me and you, bro. Watch this.
Well, yeah, man.
Put down a salad, nigga.
And you know what I hate as well?
What?
I don't know if you get this, but because obviously I'm a big guy. So when people do me food, yeah, the thing they assume I eat enough.
Yeah.
And I get offended, you know. Yeah. You get me, man? Like,
you won't get that.
So, I'll get the big piece of chicken. I saved it for you. What do you mean you saved it for me? Were you saving big food? Yes, yeah, I'm saying, were you saving big food for me? I said, yo, give me some rice and chicken. You give me a plate's worth of rice and big old piece of chicken.
But the thing is, I'll tell you what's mad, though. I'll tell you what's mad.
Fam. Big nigga problems.
I'll tell you something. I don't like it. People don't do that to me, you know. People are like, oh.
Now, because they know you're trying to keep in shape.
It's like, oh, I'll give you the silly chicken, but I won't give you a lot of rice, you get me? Because I know you don't like too much carbs and that, you get me? So they'll pattern it like that. We'll put some extra veggie on there. Yeah, bless.
See, people look at me, see the excess skin. Say, yeah, you want some more. Here you go. Yeah, you want some. Yeah. You say you want the breast and the fried. Come on, I got you.
The
thing that blesses me.
It's like Juice walks in, yeah, and Juice looks at the woman, you know, when she's got the extra.
Yeah.
The extra developed tricep.
Yeah.
He's just looking at Juice smiling.
That's a tricep, like, that is. Pure tricep.
The little girl handle on it.
Woman's got the tricep.
A little pocket of saturated fat. You know, that's like, you know, Salt Bay, like, the seasons. I'm like, there's something.
Absolutely.
That's where it's gone.
But the thing is, yeah, joke is, anytime you see that woman that's at the table, you know that food's going to be sweet.
Yeah.
That's why she's looking at you thinking, yes. Me have you.
Yeah,
he's alright.
I'm saving this for
more.
You open up the box.
Yo, you want extra gravy? You go, boy.
Some extra sauce for you. Yo,
that felt all way too
funny. People keep giving me big portions, man.
Let's open up the box and the rice starts rolling down.
Yeah, for real.
You know them ones, like the rice is escaping from the box.
You know the ones where, I don't know if you go to people's house and get food, like, they give you the Tupperware.
Yeah.
And it don't close, so they're gonna. It's been cling film shut. Yeah, it's like, yo, this tub should be closing. You get me? It's got edges.
It's designed.
It's meant to click. Close.
Yeah, yep.
You're telling me you put so much food in here, the Tupperware can't close.
Yep.
And then you're gonna
give you three meals.
It's
them ones that they're gonna have to put like their body weight.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And it's not even like oh yeah, bring back the pot tonight.
Bring it back.
I'm gonna eat this.
It's like, we eat all of this.
Wash your pot and bring it back.
That me good tub.
Yeah, good tub.
Oh man, yeah man, yo.
Yeah,
I'll get offended, man.
Nah, just go take it. Just take it, man. Just like, nah, I'm alright, you know.
Funny, bro.
You just gotta eat good or as best as you can, and hope your car don't get mashed up.
Yeah, man.
You get me.
Yeah, it is.
That is, man. So you gotta just look at it like and just. Think to yourself, yo, make little changes and just be consistent with them, and then you'll be all right. It's like, at the end of the day, I'm staying in shape now. Just here on out, just because it's just easier.
Health is wealth, isn't it?
Health is wealth, bro. Like, I said in the week on my Instagram, I was like, yo, at the end of the day, yeah, we're at ages now where if you don't look after yourself, and we're in an age now that if you don't look after yourself, as you get older, your health will have you in a chokehold and it will choke you out. Before you know it, you're in hospital and you mash up. So look after yourselves. Try and be healthy. Go gym. Play football. Play whatever you know, football, sport, whatever you do. And just look after yourself, man. It's not as hard as it used to be because, even Aldi's getting more expensive. But anyway. But there are shops available. You don't need to buy crap. Like the other day.
I need to go to Iceland. I heard Iceland's.
Yeah, Iceland's the one.
Iceland's a spot still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I went to my daughter's school the other day. Pick up them from after school club now. I see one woman outside the school with a big dog. I said, dog's barking. Barking down the place, you know.
Mm.
I was walking past, yeah. Big black dog as well. I was walking past with the wife.
Firms it.
And I was looking at the dog, yeah. I was walking past. I was looking, thinking, I dare you to bark at me. Because I'm on smoke, you know. But honestly, when I'm going towards it, on smoke. My mind's thinking, yo, you dared bark at me.
You're going to beat the dog.
Basically,
yeah.
Because
basically, nah, I'll cuss out the woman. So then, yeah. Walking, yeah.
No, you don't have to shut up, man.
One of them ones, isn't it?
Then, yes. So then, I walk past the dog silent. And then.
Real recognize real.
Yeah, it's like the dog's like, oh, the big dog.
He recognized that dog. He recognized that dog in me. Yeah. You know what I'm rolling with.
I got the dog.
You know what I'm rocking
then,
with.
Then I'm like, yo, why she got. Because before I was walking, the dog was barking, barking loud. I'm like, yo, that dog shouldn't be there. You get me? Shouldn't be there. And then one little black kid was trying to walk past and the dog started barking. The boy got shook, didn't even want to walk past, and he's there to go and get his sister. I'm like, and then I turned around, when I saw that, yeah, I turned around, I said, move the dog, man! And then I said, yeah.
And the dog was like, God damn!
The dog got shook.
I ain't got a dog in me.
So then, yeah, so then.
Yeah, OG. Okay, OG.
You know the cat meme? There's a dog going in there. I'm gonna put that in the video with the dog in the shock face.
So then the woman must have moved slightly this week, coming to the same thing now, coming to after school club. I was walking, I'm thinking, anyhow she brings this dog, you know. I'm gonna say,
this is the next day.
Yeah, this is this week. This is yesterday.
Okay, yeah.
So then I come in there now and I said to the wife, is that one behind me? She's like, yeah. That was the one with the dog. She ain't got the dog this week. You know why? Why? Because I would have cussed her out. I would have cussed her out if she brought that dog back.
Yeah, these times,
the day after, I went to the head teacher. Yo, this woman, she had this big black dog and the kids were shook. Yeah, I did run up my mouth to her. I did run up my mouth when I was walking past. I know I shouldn't have, but I still did. You get me?
You snitched.
Adrian said.
I didn't snitch. But you know what it is? If your kid get bit up by that dog,
yep.
Would you want me to say something?
After the fact?
Yeah. Nah. Or before?
Never.
Never? You'd rather let your kid get bit up?
Yeah. Not my kid.
Okay.
Not my kid.
Juice is breeding XL bullies.
That's what I had to say. That's what I had to say. He's not. Adrian's going to look at the dog and say, yo, is that XL bully? Yo, it's XL bully, you know. You can't have them things, you know.
I don't care. I'm like, you see, when it comes to animals, yeah. I'm like, yo, I said to the woman, I said, yo.
You didn't say yo.
I said,
first of all, excuse me,
can I speak to Miss Davies, please?
Like the teacher comes out like, yo, Sacks, what are you saying, bro? What are you saying? Yeah, get spuds, man.
No, you know what it is. You know
something
it is.
Has sprung to my attention. School, yeah.
An observation I made yesterday.
I don't know if you're aware.
There's an XL bully in close proximity of this. I preserved a no dog sign. No dogs allowed sign.
Nah, the joke is, I said to her teacher, I said, listen, I understand, yeah, some people will bring dogs, but if you've got a big dog, don't have it right outside the school gate and the kids can't pass because they're all shook.
But did you have that much bass in your voice, or were you chatting to the parents, teachers, and
like, yeah, I spoke to like this. I spoke to the head teacher like this.
Bare voice, bare, bare bass.
This is how I'm talking. I can't. I'm not gonna put up nice. They've seen me a billion times, and I'm like, at the end of the day, yeah, the fact is that you can't have no dog like that outside the school gate. I said, if they have the dog, yeah, put them across. They have to go across the road, innit?
There's making new rules in that.
Trust me.
No, listen, yeah, I'm coming in next week with the dog. Call an assembly. Next week, whole school assembly. Yeah, listen.
Is it going to be at the front of the assembly? Like, listen, yo, kids. Tell your mums and dads, yeah. Don't bring the dogs to school. Let the dogs go across the road. It's all else.
I said, it's not a fine thing, yeah. Tell your dad to come see me. No, we're not doing fines, yeah. Tell your dad to come find me.
Don't make me take more time off work to come and...
First of all, I'm already vexed, yeah, that I had to be in front of you lot. I'm talking about your little shit dogs. Little shit dogs and that, yeah. But guess what? Yo, I forgot across the road.
Nah, but she understood. You get me? Obviously, yeah. Must have told him.
You know, so Andrew finished what he said. He's a dickhead. Did you walk so I'm like, man, relax.
I was agreeing with you.
Yeah. Nah, man. Nah, at the school, I'm actually all right, man. Like, a certain man that from end. So everything's cool, man. School's cool. I mean,
speaking of dogs, though.
Segway.
Well, I don't know. It feels weird because it's not a dog in an album cover.
It's the goat.
It's a goat demon in it. Nah, God.
It's demon.
They're going on tour in it, so like.
Who's they?
The goats.
Who's the goats?
Who the goat? Who the goat?
Going in.
Going in.
So Aubrey's going on tour.
With the other goat.
With the other goat.
Muhammad
Ali. The big three.
Sheesh.
The new big three.
Yeah. He works in IT.
So Aubrey, Jermaine,
on your cranium.
Aubrey, Jermaine, and who?
Nah, just them two.
Or just Aubrey and Jermaine.
Spider-Man and Spider-Man.
They're the two goats, innit?
Oh. I mean, Peter and Miles.
Give a fuck about that. So, is this like new news? What did he announce that he's going on tour?
Is there
a whole rollout?
Yeah, they dropped the music video.
Okay.
Kind of all came together in it. Music video, tour, and Scary Hours 3 is coming out tonight.
Yeah.
So Drake's going to actually have bars tonight.
I think he will. He's coming with Smoke, I think. Hopefully he comes with Smoke. And I'm glad he's going to be angry now.
Yeah.
Everyone likes angry Drake.
Yeah, I didn't listen to it. Well, was there words in it?
He was talking. He was basically saying like where I was, he said, I don't like taking a break. Like if a long, prolonged break or a short whatever, I don't like that. But
trying to pretend to be all mysterious.
He's trying to do
shots at Kendrick. Shots at Kendrick.
Not really.
Yeah, he was.
Okay. Well, what?
Might be. But Kendrick ain't going to say nothing anyway. I can't see.
Wait, what variation of Drake was this? Which Drake in the multiverse of Drake? Was it Jamaican Drake again?
No, Canadian Drake. So basically,
Drake Prime.
He's talking about literally. He's talking about
Toronto
like.
Yeah.
So basically, he's talking about. He feels like when he made the album, he was just in a space, like creatively.
He's making excuses.
Yeah.
And then he was saying, it felt like he was high when he was just making it.
People drop albums and then
basically
excuses weeks after.
He's come with the excuses, but really, he's saying like as if I don't have, he's trying to say like I don't have to justify myself to people, but him putting out Scary Hours 3
is justification
to say, yo, I can still do it.
Yeah.
You get me?
And he knows.
Even the video for First Person Shooter, you can see
he acknowledges
that Cole smoked him.
Yeah, because he beat him at chess, isn't
it? Because he beat him. So it's a case of saying, okay, cool. Cole beat me, so I'm going to come back for him.
Mm.
But not in a way, because he's going on tour with him, it's not going to be a...
It's friendly.
It's friendly to just so, yo, I can friendly still competition. Do it. And to be honest, this is all that anyone asks for. If he does it, I hope this Scary Hours 3 is not just melody tunes.
It's not going to be melody tunes. Scary Hours
is never melody tunes. But it might be a little bit of HM in Charlotte, and I wasn't feeling that either. I don't want forced bars as well. Like, I want
angry bars. Anger.
or even sassy.
Yeah.
Sassy Drake, you know, the, what's the word? Passive aggressive, like.
Yeah.
Like, give me some of that. Like, I don't want you to rap. It sounds like it's kind of rapping like Wale, like he's trying to convince us that he can rap kind of thing. Like,
we know like Drake can rap, but just like, did a ting in it.
Can he still rap? I don't really know.
He can.
Well, never really lose, I guess.
Can't lose. Actually, he's got the ability. It's just that I feel like because Yachty seems like
infiltrated him, isn't it?
Like it feels like he was the creative director. Who did KD do on the album?
I have no idea. Because
if you look on Scary Hours 3, KD's on the front.
Is he?
Yeah, there's something written.
I didn't see
like, that. I think it is. Let me see if I can find it.
But you know, Lil Yachty said that like hip hop's in a terrible place.
He ain't lying.
I don't know.
It is.
I wouldn't say it's in a terrible. You know what it is? I would
stinky.
Say
it is quite stinky.
Gucci rap's at the forefront of hip hop.
Gucci rap went really fishy.
I wouldn't say that it's in a stinky place.
The people promoting it.
Yeah, I like Gucci. I like my Gucci rap with a hint of classiness.
I think
it's gone full ratchet now.
Yeah, it's
it?
Like super ratchet now. Yeah, I was pregnant on stage and twerking and vagina lips and sex tapes. And... I'm waiting to see a tampon.
Whoa. Wow.
I'm waiting to see a tampon. I just know. Whoa. one of these ratchet rappers.
Gonna bring it there.
I'm gonna just have a tampon and be like, oh yeah, I'm being self-liberated.
The thing is, yeah.
Please don't.
hashtag
shackle free, yourself.
Hashtag free the string, gonna you get me?
Free the string. Free the string. What was that?
Yeah, finding it. And J. Cole can't make tunes even.
Can
rap, but I tried to find like.
I hear that though. There's bare people that I feel like that about. Like you're a you can rap, but you can't make tunes.
It's probably the best rapper out right now.
That's how I feel about like someone like Chip. Like you can rap, but you can't make tunes.
J. Cole needs to make a tune, especially on this platform. Not to I hate to say that Drake's giving him a platform, but it's raw up to status even more. You get me? It's side by side with Drake now. So where's your hit when J. Cole comes out? I want to hear a hit.
But he's not looking for a hit, though.
I don't think Cole wants to do a hit as
such. I don't know. You know what? I don't know, though, because did you see the sit down with Yachty?
No, I never watched it, no.
And he was kind of like, oh, yeah. Not like it's a shame, but it's like, oh, it's a shame that. No, it wasn't a shame. But anyway, let's say it's a shame. It's a shame that my first number one came as a Drake feature kind of thing. Like,
okay, so.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like deep down he wishes he had his own. Yeah.
What is Yachty's real name?
I don't know. Keith. That's just a random.
I don't know what his name is.
I actually don't know.
I said Keith, like.
But I don't know. Maybe he feels that way because, like I get it. But it's obviously he's felt that way because he thought he didn't like care until it happened. Yeah, like he thought he didn't care about not having a hit, and then once it's happened, he's like, you know what? Yeah. Weren't even on me. Like he knows deep down in it that like Drake, you're gonna get one regardless. Like if you do a tune with Drake, it's gonna happen. But. He always strikes me as someone that just wants to be a rapper, like a rapper.
I think that's the string in the bow that he doesn't have.
The hit in it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, yeah, once again...
He's got a hella like, cult classics.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but at the same time, again, though, I feel like as an artist, you kind of want to have the hit as well. You want to at least be able to, you know...
That's why...
Jay-Z's got hits.
Okay,
and
so...
And he's regarded as, you know, top rapper.
So the executive producers on Scary Hours 3, it's KD, Drake, and Noah.
Noah?
No, it's Noel. It's someone off from OVO.
Oh, okay. I don't know who Noel is.
Noel Shabib, is it?
I thought it was Noah.
Kadastra.
No, that's Noah here.
That's 40. Noah. Yeah. That's 40.
Oh, Noah's 40?
Yeah.
Oh, same. Okay.
But,
Look at you knowing other people.
I feel like... With Cole. OVO.
DK.
With Cole, it's one of them ones where because his lyrical ability is just second to none, it's one of them ones where you see old MCs like, I don't know, Gangstar, DJ Premier. So when it comes to the music side of things, it wasn't really too, I'm going to do this now. Nah, leave that to producer. But because Cole's doing everything himself, he's stuck in a box.
Yeah, no. He's got producer.
No, what
though.
I'm saying, but he was stuck in
a box. Yeah. Right. Now, however, I think he's so stuck in a box.
I feel like he needs to kind of like work with, he needs, to be honest, the people I'd like to see Cole work with, Hit-Boy, I'd like to see him work with Just Blaze. I'd like to see him work with Timbaland. I'd like to see him work. Say again.
Timbaland.
I'd like to hear it, just to see it different, just to hear him different. Because
I'd like to hear it.
I'd like to hear it.
I wouldn't want to hear it because Timbaland's too. Timbaland's music is too groovy. And I mean that is to say that it's.
That's what he needs.
No, the sound is too. With like.
Okay, hit them pockets.
That's what I'm saying. That's what we need. Saying. That's what we need. We need Cole to hit a new pocket.
You have to push Cole out of his comfort zone.
Yeah.
You have to push him out of it. Because at the end of the day, you see how on first person shoot where he switches the flow.
Yeah.
It's a case that in a lot of songs, he wouldn't do that. But because the song gave the space to venture into it, he can.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, Timbaland's production normally doesn't leave much space.
But it would sound different. You know what I mean? He would have to adjust Timbaland... to it.
It comes with a different bop, you get me?
It comes with a different bop, don't get me wrong, different bop. But like, what I'm trying to say is, when you get a Timbaland tune, yeah, it sounds like it's 95% done.
Yeah, so now you just need Cole to add the seasoning?
Whereas like...
Add the trice, the fricep?
You hear like a, I don't know.
Fricep.
Fricep. Okay, you hear Shoulders Off, yeah? Let me land the point. So what I'm trying to say is because the melody is so like so prominent and the song is built around the instrumentation and it's more so Jay stepping into Timbaland's world. I get that, but the song is not as
I feel like I know what you're saying and I'm agreeing with everything that you're saying, but I'm saying that's what he needs. We need him to do that.
We'd want Cole not to think, okay, cool, like the bars are the focus. They are the focus, but let the tune breathe.
The producer can give you the hit.
Yeah.
So that's why Cole had no real hits because he's not a hit. He's a good producer, but he's not
great
like,
producer. To be
he's not. No, he's not though because he's not. He's not a hit making producer. Oh,
okay. Yeah, okay.
So that's why he's not a great producer. Like he's not like you know, if you want a hit, yeah. Okay. Neptune's give you a beat, you've got a hit.
Yeah.
Timbaland gives you a beat, you've got a hit.
Yeah.
Just Blaze gives you the right beat, you get a hit.
Yeah.
Like all of these types of producers, if they give you a beat, you've got a hit.
Yeah. Boy Wonder.
Imagine Cole's been in his comfort zone for like what, three projects now?
Three?
Is it Forest Hills,
yes.
For Your Eyes Only, and King's Not Disease.
KLD.
Yeah.
He's on
drugs. It has.
And then the last one, it's had over producers, isn't it? What was it called? The Basketball Hoop was on fire. I forgot what it's called.
Off season,
yeah. Very, very, very sick, but still, that was bars. We need the Timbo. Or even the Metro.
Yeah.
You know what? You know the song?
Metro, even a man like that now, if you Metro get the right Metro beat,
like the song London.
Murder Beats.
The way he beats that beat is the London.
Circumnavigate the globe.
Cold.
Like, cold is sick.
Absolutely cold.
And it's smart.
I sit there and listen to that song, and I sit there and listen to this girl chatter rubbish just to hear Cole. Because the way.
Oh, no, you know at London. No, that tune hard. Yeah, the London.
That beer.
But yeah, London. I love that. That's my playlist.
Yeah.
Like, me and the kids love that tune.
Like, the way he.
You think she's telling me? She goes hard. Even designer. Get in designer. Kick it, kick it, kick it. Yo, beer goes hard.
Nah,
you love him.
I'm not saying beer goes, I'm not saying bad because I liked her on the tune.
Beer goes hard.
Bam.
What are you expecting beer to do? Like,
bam.
Abomatomically and all that kind of stuff. Like,
abomatomically.
No, my point is that.
She did her thing. Like,
she did her thing, but.
Keep going.
I'm like, Cucks and socks is for me.
Cucks and socks is shit.
And I'm just like, I'm here to hear Cole on that tune.
Yeah.
Now, he smokes it.
He smokes it.
And because The video was cold.
Yeah, 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 serious.
Video was cold.
I love that. I
tune
really love that. It
was cold.
You know the tune in London? But yeah.
Probably. Maybe.
And it's a different kind of beat.
In the video.
It's unknown. It's a different kind of beat for Cole to be in. And because of that, he just smoked it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the reason why I think
he needs something like that on his own.
He needs to be out.
He needs to be challenged. He hasn't really been
challenged. Yeah. He's forced himself into his comfort zone.
Am I right in saying he doesn't do a lot of features either? Like,
He does.
Okay, so no, I know there was a period where he wasn't doing features. And
yeah, for a while, and then he came back out. Yeah,
came back out and just started doing.
It's one of them ones where because
smashing everything.
You know, he's like that one guy who everyone knows at football. I come play on my team, and then he comes to your team, you win. And your game plan just says just give him the ball.
And then
he's like, cool. Let him go on your team now. And then he basically does what he's just done to your team, to their team. And that's all he does. But the fact is that it's not challenging because he needs to be outside of where he's happy. Not where he's happy, but where he's got the control. Where it's a case of, okay, cool, here's the tune.
Team where the star player ain't him.
Exactly. Where he has to be maybe a person who makes the assist.
Yeah.
Because he's got that ability and talent. And that's what it's got to be.
It would be Metro.
Him and Metro. I think 21 Savage, Metro.
I was going to say a lot.
Cole,
a lot. Sick. Another one of my favorite tunes, you know.
Like a little project a lot. Like that, like a 21 Cole project with Metro.
A lot. Yo, a lot is a. I was going to say it's a masterpiece. I was going to.
A bit of a stretch. Yeah, but it's a good song.
A very good song.
Very, very sick song. But like, just something like that. 21 Savage, how many bodies you got? A lot. How many?
Yeah.
And then just get Cole barring. Cole's just too complex for his own good, man. It's too sick for his own good.
He
just needs to dumb it down.
I kind of feel like that about Kendrick sometimes.
Nah, I don't want him to dumb it down.
Kendrick's the same.
Because I feel like that last Kendrick project was a bit of a stinker.
It was just way too deep, in it?
Like, it was like, I listened to it and I was like, okay, this is good.
Counting down to the time that Tim and Tim interviewed.
But then, I don't feel like it has, I don't feel like it has any replay value. I haven't listened to
Smoke's coming out of Tim's ears now.
I ain't listened to a single tune off that album.
Really?
Okay. I mean, I tried to, you know,
I remember there being a couple of tunes on there at the time. I was like, oh yeah, that's hard. But in this right moment, right now, I can't even remember what those tunes are.
I tried, man. No, I'm agreeing. The album, we wasn't putting it at the time, but we never really spoke about it.
You know, if Tim Tat come off, like there'd be smoke.
I tried to vibe to the album.
What, are you writing that album, Tim?
I liked it.
No, he liked it.
It wasn't like Kendrick does.
It was a good album. That's definitely his worst album.
Worst.
I played it once.
That's definitely his worst album.
I did play it again because it was a stinker.
I've probably played it four times.
Section 80. Good Kid, Mad City. And then I tried to go to songs. And that.
Songs don't have to be bad value for you to go to.
Yeah, you can say it definitely is.
Yeah, definitely his worst album.
Out of those ones.
Definitely.
That's his worst album? Look.
But yeah, if Cole and Drake do reach UK,
then pulling up. We're pulling up.
I'll come outside. I'll pull up.
We'll pull up.
Yeah, I might do stuff.
And then we'll do a review.
That'd be a podcast trip.
Yeah, and then we'll do a review. I mean, we all know that I hate Aubrey. But I'll try and enjoy it.
I mean, I'll be there.
Yeah, man.
You there?
Yeah. I mean, it just depends on these ticket prices, man.
Because Drake was £80. Years ago, so now.
To be honest, you know what? I'm not in fuss because I paid. How much did I pay Super Easy? Is it
Oh, Segway time.
130.
That's a reasonable. I'll pay that.
Sorry.
You were super fan.
Brown.
You are?
130.
Agent's super fan.
Bam.
130. I was going to go Dublin to see Chris Brown. I was prepared to go to.
I think I paid 110 for Kendrick or something.
Brother.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm
sure outdated and cheap.
Bro, sure,
it was about the same price. About one.
That's a whole concert. I paid 180 to see Arsenal play a game of football. At Molineux.
Did he win?
Yeah, he slapped at Wolves.
I'm not doing
but
that.
But I paid 180. Like, nowadays, I'm like, yo, you see, when it comes to things, there are memories that you're never going to be able to, have again. So, I'll just pay the money because... More time is something you'll remember forever. Mm-hmm. You get me? Whereas, it might be a pair of crepes, someone steps on them, they never white again, and you're vexed. You get me? So, I'd rather have that memory. So, if Cole and Drake did come, and if it was 150 a ticket, I'd pay.
What we said about this Chris Brown album, though?
Another one?
Yeah. 11-11. Called 11-11.
Shit.
With
Make a Wish.
22 songs.
11.
I know, but I was expecting 11.
I was.
So when he went to track 12, I was like, huh?
What's wrong with Chris Brown? Like, is Chris Brown still doing like a bag of cocaine?
It seems like he's a bit better.
It seems like he's come the cult's come from 10 to like 8.
I don't know, man. Him and Bruno Mars probably just be going crazy. But like, just bag of tunes like every time.
He said, I saw him say on
once you snort, you don't retort.
I guess so.
I saw him say on Shannon Sharp's podcast. He's got 15,000 songs on his hard drive.
Yeah, well, yeah, I don't doubt that. The man put out albums like 50-odd tunes, and then, like, he writes tunes for joke.
A joke.
Like, he's, like, prolific. He's a very prolific writer. And like, he don't struggle to make tunes. But one thing I do say is, like, then again, then they're different in time, man.
Well, it's kind of on the Afro vibe now, isn't it? So
that's the thing.
Yeah.
That's not different, though. That's just being a beg.
Should I tell you what it is?
That's different for him, isn't it?
But should I tell you the reason why it isn't? I'll tell you why it's not a beg. Because he's been working with Davido for years.
Exactly.
He's been in the space for time, you know.
So it's a case I'm trying to jump on the wave.
Sensational. Yeah, it sounds natural, to be fair. It does sound natural.
That wasn't sensational.
Yeah, that wasn't
that wasn't too far of sensation.
No, it was pretty far.
Was it far?
Down the road.
It's nonsense.
Yeah, it's very far from sensational. Do you know what continent. Sensational means?
Yeah.
Have you experienced sensational?
Yeah, just when I sang sensational.
That was not that.
That weren't it.
Go on, let's go around the room. Go on, your turn, DJ.
What?
Say sensational.
Sensational.
No, the way Chris Brown says it.
I'm not Chris Brown.
Oh, okay.
So you got to believe that. Like,
maybe you also have to beat women to be able to sing like that. I don't know.
Okay, so the meaning of sensational is.
He's on today, isn't he?
High
shooting for.
What are you giving sensational?
Sensational means very good indeed, very impressive or attractive. That was neither of either.
I think it was none very good indeed.
None of the above.
I think it was very good indeed. Sensational.
Can we get back to the topic?
Causing great public interest and excitement. That was not exciting.
Yeah.
But anyway.
You remember it, excited.
Glad we cleared that up.
Yeah.
But,
I'm so excited.
I think the album itself. It's a good one. I think I'm kind of like, because you see what it is? When we said this last time with Chris Brown, like, when you... Y'all hear that crack?
Yeah, that pop.
I was mad still.
Y'all see a chiropractor? But anyway.
I need sax money.
What is wrong with you?
A chiropractor. I looked into it one time. I was like, "What for the consultation, fam?" Like, what if there's nothing wrong? Is he gonna give me that back?
But because when you're used to creating like a high standard and that's your norm, you can just knock out tunes for days. Just high standard, high standard, high standard. Just it's like
effortless.
It's like Haaland scoring goals.
Yeah, it's just effortless, isn't it?
Chance, goal. Chance, goal. Chance, goal. Yeah, and that's what it is.
This is the thing, though.
And he's lived a lot of life.
Chris Brown's like a hit-making machine.
Yeah.
But like, oh no, the first, everything I heard was sick. But I feel like, at the time when I thought it was 11 tracks, I literally thought, yo, is this 11 different types of Chris Brown? Mm. Like the first 11 songs were completely different from each other. Mm. So track three, Press Me, I loved it.
I thought,
I was like, yo, is this the vibe of the album? Yeah. And next track with Future, I was like, oh, totally different. I like this song as well. Sick. And then track five came, totally different from everything I heard before. I was like, oh.
Jimmy Friday.
At that point, I kind of zoned out because everything was just different from the last. I was like, okay, this is the album that might not even be out. It's just a collection of songs and you add them to your playlist and you take out what you don't like. And I just feel like Chris Brown has just released some songs into the atmosphere.
Yeah. I think he's released an album. I think he's smart because I feel like that's been how music's been for a while now.
Yeah. That's not how I consume music though. So big him up. The album's good, but it's just not how...
I get what you mean, but like it is that now, isn't it? Music's in a place now where like it's not about albums. You don't... Yeah. The way that we consume music, it's not... You jump in the car, you have your CD player or whatever, and you put on the album to listen to the album. It's streaming and whatever. Yeah. You make your playlist, you listen to other people. Yeah, shuffle. They've got even like Spotify does like the smart shuffle stuff and all of these things. So it's like really and truly, artists are probably even thinking like, is there much point? Like, how much consideration and thought am I going to put into making like a cohesive album?
Yeah,
like,
Chris Brown's definitely. abandoned cohesive albums.
Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying?
It's yeah. like years ago.
Yeah. So like, was it
Royalty probably the last cohesive album?
Yeah. So I think artists... Back to sleep. But I think maybe you even have to be at a certain level to be able to do that properly, like, and correctly even. Because I feel like if you, unless your album's going to have like a full out, like, thought out concept. So like, as much as I said that Kendrick album was a bit of a stinker, the concept of it and how it worked as a conceptual piece of art, I'm like, I can fuck with that, innit? Like, I respect
think,
that.
I think rap get wise, the idea. It's easier to do a concept with a rap.
Do you know even what I mean? But there's a concept there. With singers, you see.
With singers, you can, like...
You can.
Sure. But I think, you know what it is? I think... Yeah, that's like I think,
an anomaly almost with R&B.
I think for Chris...
Are there many R&B concept albums? Maybe I'm unfamiliar.
No, but
Confessions,
you know what
the
it is?
Miseducation Confession, of Lauryn Hill.
Confessions, yeah. But the thing is... Two I think
anomalies, talking, really. You're talking like two of the like, groundbreaking albums.
With Chris, at this stage in his career, I don't think he would do that.
TLC fan mail.
Because I think later on, as he gets older... That's when I think he'll be like, yo, I can cut it back a bit and focus on more just because right about now, I'm trying to like just smash out hits.
Mm. I don't think he's doing it. I think he's just making music. And I don't think he's ever
No, I think like as he matures, as he matures,
I don't think he's
change.
Ever going to
give
that
to us. Bam, I can't see Chris making all these bad boy bangers in the next 10 years.
He's not going to give us what he wants.
I don't think he will.
He's been doing it since he was 16, you know.
Exactly.
I think he'll grow out of it.
And do what? And do what?
What
and
more, doing,
he'll
doing
shorten the album.
Pretty light skin boy.
He'll shorten the album. Shorten the album, yeah. And he will be like a kind of not. He'll bring real R&B. He has to bring proper R&B.
I don't agree.
Okay, I get you. I think, no. So you're saying you think he's going to mature and start doing grown Tank type shit?
No. Not as grown as Tank.
I can't see Chris Brown maturing. That's not something I can see.
I can see it.
The thing is, with Chris
Brown, there's not even hints of maturity in his
music.
That's
what I'm saying. Chris Brown, he's like...
How old is he?
He's not too young.
He's old, man. He's 30s, man.
It's like the Rashford effect. Still young.
He's been about for time.
Yeah.
It's just because he's been about for time.
He's been around for ages. Still young.
Nah.
When like he's... Chip.
The thing is with Chris Brown, compared to someone like, it's easy to compare, but they're really different. Usher.
Yeah.
Usher is the kind of music that he made around this time where Chris Brown is of this age. The message... And then again, it's probably the like social like claim as well. Like you it's more to do with love and wanting to be with that person, and that's what was out. And nowadays, people aren't really living their life like that.
That's the thing.
So it's like
it's different. And you know what I mean? You got to think about it now. Even though Usher did mature quicker into that space, because if you're looking at Usher, you're thinking like he's made like. R&B, proper R&B for years. Apart from that little dance phase he had.
Yeah.
We'll blow.
Everyone
but my way was like proper R&B.
But Usher has done that. But the thing is, you've got to look at where he's come from in terms of like the background and starting. Usher was just smooth.
Well, you know what though? So was
but with Chris Brown.
Chris Brown.
But
the first album was.
But you got to see. But the thing is, the that's gang influence. The gang influence on Chris.
Yes, he's
completely flipped him.
Yeah.
The rap and the gang influence changed Chris. And think about it. Drugs man's been to the pen.
Young Chris.
Yeah. Man's been to the pen. Went for all that Rihanna business and all that. All that Rihanna. Yeah.
Drugs.
Oh, drugs. Obviously, Crips.
Drugs. And then started taking drugs.
The Bloods as well.
Chris Brown now.
Exactly. Yeah. But the thing is, all that blood business, all the drugs, all the being in prison thing, that Rihanna thing it changed his whole trajectory.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And that's the thing that Usher didn't have. So the fact is that because...
Usher allegedly had herpes, though, innit?
The gallon still
could have changed.
Yeah,
but yeah,
he battled herpes, fam.
Because
doesn't go away.
Yeah, we're still queuing up for it.
Yeah,
because Chris is
tramps
gone through all of that. His whole view of the whole.
Yeah, but Usher's still
direction.
Going through it, though, apparently, allegedly. Now, but I'm just talking about trajectories, isn't it?
Trajectories.
They're both on different paths.
But Chris is on a different path.
Different medication. allegedly.
Yeah,
trying to get sued.
But I still think he'll do that eventually.
You know what? I know it is R&B, yeah. But I just see Chris Brown as pop.
I don't even see him as pop. I see him as rapping, singing.
Then, but it's all pop though. Like it's pop. Like a lot of pop tunes are actually R&B, but because it's a black person singing it.
No, I would say a lot of hip hop music is pop. He's not. He's doing a section of rap that's singing.
But pop changes because that's been my thing. Hip hop has been at the forefront of pop culture.
Yeah.
But pop music always changes.
Yeah, pop is just popular in it. Because at one
exactly,
point,
pop is popular music.
The dance tunes was popping.
Exactly, dance tunes was popping. Then it's not dance tunes. But what really is pop is black culture in it. Whatever black culture is doing is what will be.
Is that the bed?
Yeah, it's a banger.
Is that the bed? Is that the musical bed you're giving us right now?
Yeah. Okay, so. I acknowledge the bed. That's what it's called,
You know, I feel sorry for someone who's got at least the headphones,
video. Yo, it's harder, isn't it? Yo, some of the 90s pop tunes.
Yo, fam, Sonique. You loved it, feel so good. And that's why yo, the bass, you know? The bass.
How's the tune go? I really want to home along, but I don't know it. I'm trying to catch it.
Sonique, man.
Anyway.
Din, 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 din.
Yes,
yo, bangers, man.
Anyway,
nice tunes.
But yeah, as you were saying, it is pop culture. But I still think if you actually listen to the songs and not just skim through, you can see certain tunes are proper R&B.
Well, this is kind of what I was arguing because I feel like Chris Brown's writing ain't exactly the most in-depth writing. It's like pop writing, like basic.
But that's the thing. Who's he make? Who's his target audience?
Like young, innit? Young crowd. Seems like it from the music I'm hearing. Like
Press Me is young.
I can't say I've listened to the lyrics on this album. I've just one listen. But going to Breezy album, I feel like Breezy. No, not even Breezy. The album before, I can't even listen to Breezy YouTube. The album before that.
Indigo, yeah.
Yes, Indigo.
That's more younger people, but even so.
Oh, is it switching? Oh,
but even so, the content on this one is like.
Press Me so hard.
Press Me, Midnight Freak, Best Ever Had.
These are on this album.
What else is there? Moonlight.
I can't literally the only song that gripped me was Press Me which made me pick up the phone and say, yo, what's this song called? You know what I mean? Other than that, I was just listening. Yeah, this is cool.
But that's the thing, like even the tune Stutter, that tune is what you would class as proper R&B from like mid-90s, like early 2000s.
I wouldn't say that, but you know what? I get what you're saying, but I wouldn't say it, but I get it. That makes
Why?
Sense.
Why wouldn't you say it?
Because I still feel like it's very much, it's based off that, but it's not that. You know what I mean?
I hear what you're saying. Imitation, like.
Yeah.
Imitation R&B.
But that's the thing.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
The reason why I say that is because people like Tank are corny to people like Chris.
No, Tank's the man.
I mean like into people who like Chris. The people who like him.
No, because.
Listen. If you look at the majority of the people who would go to the Chris Brown concert.
Young people.
Yeah. They're younger people. They don't want to listen to Tank.
No. I'm trying to say...
So he's got to bring something that's palatable for these people to listen to.
Yeah, I get that.
You see what I'm saying? So it's not a case of like, it's not that. It is. It's just that he's got to change it. Because at the end of the day, if he brings a Tank album with him singing pretty much, they're just going to be like, no, I'm not into this.
No, don't get me wrong. Like, it's not just like a Tank thing because like, Tank's good at what he does, but no one else. It's not that no one else does what he does, but like he does what he does. That's his thing. That's his lane.
But who's
Chris
his audience?
Chris has got his lane.
Who's Tank's audience?
People that were young when he was young.
Yeah. Aunties.
So the same thing's going to happen with Chris Brown.
Menopausal women.
That's women, the thing with R&B.
People are going to grow with him.
That's the thing with R&B.
Gal still love Chris Brown, even though he's tumping up Gal.
Yo, like it
don't,
okay.
Like, but like it don't matter.
But the
like
thing is, as well,
they're really right. Gal, still, we're not acting like this is surprising, fam. Not actually, like, don't try and put this on me, fam. Like, man, on
it's past
like,
that,
like,
man,
like, like gal, still, I'm back in R. Kelly, fam. This is insane.
Let him live. But
the thing is, you should tell what it is. The reason why I say people, some people will never forgive Chris for what he's done. But if a man's gone to prison, can he have a life?
I believe so.
Clearly.
You get me? So it's like there's bare other artists out there that have done madness, but people will be like, oh, no, it's cool, that's gone. And there's bare people who even now, they'll say, oh, gone to Chris Brown concert. What are you going there for? He does this, did this to Rihanna.
You know what? I'm like, yo. In that case, when people say stuff like that, yeah, I can understand the sentiment. And if it was my daughter, yeah, that he's 6 feet deep. Yeah, I mean, he's done.
That's different
but,
now, man.
But the thing is, you got to say, like, Rihanna and him have pieced it up. I know it doesn't make this situation or the acts right, but the person who was aggrieved has made peace with the person.
I think I said similar. What football? You know what Greenwood? I mean? I think we're talking about Greenwood. I just feel like, okay, what? Mason what did these people? Yeah, what did these people actually want Chris Brown to do right now? Do you want him to drop down dead? Like,
literally,
what you want?
Do you want to
literally?
Do?
Yeah, but that's where like where we're at the moment is where drop down dead. Like, yeah, death to all everyone that does something wrong because blah 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 because it's cancel culture. So it's just weird because everyone just thinks you make a mistake or you do something wrong. Yeah,
I think that
you deserve to be like indefinitely punished. But like it's the same way how everyone for some reason. Feels like their ideology or their morals are stronger than any. Like, I'm not saying that that's right, but I'm saying like, why do you feel like you can enforce your ideologies and morals so heavily and shit on someone else's? Like it doesn't really make sense. Like, really and truly, everyone just do what you want in it. Like, do what you feel is right, but don't ever condemn anyone else for thinking or feeling how they feel about anything. Yeah. Do what you want, but understand that doing what you want comes with consequences.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you can't say, don't do that, or you have to do this because I feel this way. That's bullshit. Like, everyone just do what you want.
Everyone's just got to do what they feel.
Yeah, shut the fuck up, man.
Try to do a slow clap.
Get out of here.
Slow clap, you know. Go.
Man did the slow clap. It's the way he went. He's
looking around in it.
Yeah.
Let's see it, man.
Yeah, man. not everyday jokes. Sometimes I can be serious.
All I know is I prefer to listen to Brent Faiyaz's album.
Really?
I didn't listen to it all, you know. I didn't listen to it. I got bored.
Nah. It's one of the ones. I wouldn't say it's a better album. It's just the vibe. I
like Brent Faiyaz.
I really like him. I prefer to pull it on, press play, track one to finish.
Brent Faiyaz is good. Someone the other day was saying Brent Faiyaz or Bryson Tiller. I'm saying Brent Faiyaz.
Yeah, it's definitely. I think we had the conversation.
Yeah, like I said, it's not even close.
Mm. Just because Bryson didn't do what we wanted him to do.
He's still only dropped like two albums. Yeah. The second one was
Reedy.
Three.
That's how shit he is, man.
Or was that third one just a reboot? Because
imagine people
are
still
gassing
all his.
No, it's called Anniversary, but it was new music in it.
Yeah.
I did actually like the album.
I'm not
hating. The tracks on that was good.
Yeah, it was just track. The second album wasn't great, innit? Rain.
Bryson, you ain't built for this.
Yeah.
That song with Lola Brooks, trash too.
I think.
You ain't built for this.
Brent Faiyaz.
The album's out now.
I like the start of it.
Okay.
Dennis Dora.
But then I ran out of the
start. That's name's dad. Dennis.
Got bored.
Brent. It's a vibe, isn't
it? It's all right.
It's a vibe. Put the lights low. Or tea drink.
It's one of those things, so it depends.
Fair enough.
Because, like.
Fair enough. Yeah. That's what you want to do. Because,
like,
the evenings.
Things like you talk about, like, Brent's music. It's the vibe, in it? That's what you listen to. You're not listening to. You listen to a Chris Brown album, what you listen to it for.
Yeah. And the hits. And the
hits. You know what I mean? Damn, so, like, it's why you for. Listen to it. Like,
Brent's
for example.
Like, put on.
You say that now, and
hold two drink,
and BJ's Chicago Kids.
I don't do that.
You don't hold two drink. Huh? Yeah, 2 drink 2 weeks ago.
That was 1 drink. Oh, sorry.
Just one.
That's a lot of movement for 1 drink, though.
Yeah. You only use one.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
These guys.
But yeah, carry on.
BJ Chicago Kid drops the album.
Ooh, okay, I'm going to take
have
that.
Have you heard that? Have you heard it? Have you heard it? Yeah. I haven't heard it.
I'm a liar, by the way. I don't say I'm going to take in these albums. Nah. I never do.
Yeah.
I never do.
Man gave the ooh.
No, no, I had two. Ooh. I had two tracks and it sounds incredible. I've had two songs.
The tunes? Is it ones with the
Anthony Hamilton sample? I don't
one
know.
With I've Freddie Gibbs on. I don't know if it's that, the one with Freddie Gibbs.
I heard that one and then another one.
And the thing is, like, it depends what you listen to it for.
Freddie
again.
Gibbs was talking to his dead friends. And
yeah. Yeah. Like, it's R&B, what are you listening to it for?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's, like, loads of different...
I need to check for him properly, you know, because one of his other albums was incredible.
First album.
Yeah, with it? Chicago Kid.
First album. What's it called?
Yeah. First album was sick.
What's it called? In My Mind. Or In My Crazy Mind.
Yeah. But it was on that one, you know.
Absolutely.
But I just know I've listened to a BJ album before and it was freaking sick.
And his mixtapes were sick as well.
Absolutely. Yo, Aquaman spoke about
Meek and Russ.
Meek and Russ? Too good to be true?
It is
actually really good.
Too good to be true?
I don't know if it's too good to be true though. Kind of hype me up with that title of it. It is really good though. It's and good. I'm glad it's true. But like...
I think...
It's really...
It is
it's what we need. It's what I needed.
It's what
I needed
Juice. It's what Juice needed.
You get me? I just needed to hear, yeah, and Meek. I just needed that. We haven't really had that. We've been neglected of that. Rappers chatting.
You know, it's like street level rapping.
Luxury rap.
Street level luxury rap about nothing. I needed that.
Imagine it's like
I needed that.
You know, they got like the Marvel cinema, Marvel universe. Yeah, you got like,
yeah,
let's say Captain Marvel. She's off in space. You don't see her, but then you get guys like Spider-Man, who's street level, and you can see him. You can relate to that more. And because we get those guys like Meek and Russ, which are more like street level, we can relate to them more.
See where he's going with this.
I'm lost.
You get me?
I see where he's going with this.
But like, you got people like, I don't know, they say Drake. Drake is Captain Marvel. He's up in the stars.
Yeah, nah, I wouldn't say Drake is Captain Marvel.
But Captain Marvel's a guy, isn't he?
Captain Marvel, he's not Drake.
You're not saying that.
Drake's
saying
not
like,
Captain Marvel.
Who would you say he is?
Drake's more relatable than that.
You think?
Yeah.
I would say Drake is like Captain America or something like
yeah.
that. Like.
You think?
Yeah.
What, yeah, front line, front to centre.
Yeah. Okay. I would Drake say that was pretty good, you know. That was good for you.
And Mama saying he didn't follow the analogy.
Captain America.
Yeah, Marvel.
That was pretty good.
Believe Marvel?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Because I'm fluent in Marvel.
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty good.
I'm Marvel.
I mean,
I'd say J. Cole's like 4. If anything, Kendrick's like Captain Marvel.
That's what I said.
You said that? Four. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know about 4.
Nah, because 4 is really the best Avenger.
No.
He's the best Avenger?
In theory.
And they'll say Hulk, because Mama's shook of everything now.
I know he was still.
Yeah, he's dead
still. They've killed him.
You know what? To be fair.
What was the best Avenger?
No, the best one is actually Iron Man.
No.
That's suits,
no,
though.
No, that's suits.
Man can just hack the suit.
Snap the ting.
No. I'm talking like, realistically, Thor. God Thor.
Mm.
Like.
Yo, the new run's sick, you know.
Levels.
The new comic, sick.
God Thor.
Mad.
Levels. And it's about untapped ability, J. Cole.
Yeah, for real.
For real. He is actually. You're right. He's got long hair. I mean, and a beard in there. Kendrick's more like, what did I say Kendrick's like? He's like kind of there, but not there.
We'd love to bring up Kendrick on a drag, innit?
Yeah, fully.
Wait, he's there, but not really there. Captain Marvel? Got all the hype, but
I would say
out there in the distance.
I'd say he's like Black Panther.
Yeah, when he gets sticky, he's never really
Black
around.
Panther.
I want to say Black Panther, but
that's too, Panther's I feel like quite that's corny.
Active.
I
don't want Panther's right, active. Actually. You know where to find him. He's in Wakanda.
You're right, yeah, you're right. I mean? Captain Marvel.
Like, really,
yeah,
really,
like, I want to find Kendrick.
Where is
God
Captain Marvel right now?
Yeah.
Where is Marvel? Or you could say Kendrick's like Hulk.
Nah, he's not. He's not.
When he's ready to pop out, I'd say
he's more like Captain Marvel.
Yeah, I'd say he's more like
Powerful, just not here.
Yeah.
It's just not about.
But that's the same with Hulk, though. Powerful, but not really here.
Nah, but he's here now.
Nah, he's there, but just being a bitch.
Yeah.
Okay, Kendrick.
He's just not here, absent.
Okay, we're talking about Russ and... Okay, who's Russ?
Russ is Iron Man.
I would say he's Hawkeye, you know.
I was underappreciated.
Do you not
disrespect Russ like that?
No, I think people underappreciate him.
No, not disrespect. That's disrespect.
Yeah,
no,
that is kind of disrespect.
That is disrespect.
At least make him Falcon.
Fam, come on.
No, I'm trying.
Come on.
No, the reason I said I think he's underappreciated. That's what I'm saying.
Nah, Falcon's
You know, I'll probably say that frigging. Who's Samuel Jackson's character? That's probably Ross. Yeah, Nick Fury. That's probably Rick Ross.
Nah. Nick Fury would be like, did he?
Yeah, that's accurate still.
Yeah, man. So Russ would be like Falcon. He's got his times.
Yeah, you know what? Russ is like Falcon and friggin' Meek's War Machine.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right there.
But yeah, the album's super.
It is cold.
But it's not amazing.
It's not. Yeah. Nah, but you know
I'd
what
say
it is?
It's 4 out of 5.
I think because...
I'd say 3.5 out of 5.
I think
only because there's not the go to hit really.
Yeah.
Other than Shaq and Kobe, where that was a lead. One more Shaq and Kobe on it.
Nah, but even
I think Lyrical Easy was trying to be.
But that was like for the streets, I feel like. I feel like Shaq and Kobe was a
that's
hit.
Well.
Nah. That's what I'm saying. Like it's super hard and that, but
can you see me?
I just feel like
I'll be in the streets, nigga.
I feel like really and truly.
I told that woman's dog to shut the hell up.
I told the dog. Get rid of the dog.
I feel like you've got Rick Ross. Look at his catalog. Bare hits. Got Meek Mill catalog hits. I feel like you put them both together, and we should have had more than one hit. You know what I mean?
Okay, cool. Let me just say something. Name me another Meek and Ross hit
together.
Yeah, I'm going to say something. Carry on.
I don't know, but Tupac back. I'm a boss.
Okay, cool. So, those are on projects for one of the other years, isn't it?
Both Meeks, I think.
Yeah. Now, I think when you come together collaboratively, your mindset's different to when you're having a feature on his album or on his album.
Yeah, that was definitely the OG bringing. Like, Russ was bringing through Meek with those two dreams.
You see what I'm saying?
But at the same time, you the two of you can come together and give us smashes is proven. So you could have, and it would have been more interesting from that perspective now.
I still think it's a different mindset when they go into it. So the product is different. So like...
So
for example, Lamborghini Doors.
I forgot where it goes, but that's an old one, isn't it?
Yeah. They don't... Lamborghini Doors, banger.
I remember it.
Now, it's like... That song is on, what album is it? Is it on God Forgives, I Don't?
Okay.
Yeah?
I just remember the song title. Yeah? I can't remember.
Now, the thing is, that tune, it's on Ross's album, but it's the way it comes through. Yo, it's like, don't get me wrong, the tune is sick, but having Meek come through on the tune, it's like the icing on the cake, but it's on someone's album. It's like, you're coming to do a feature for me. When me and you were working something together, it's slightly different. Like as if they're not, it's not, you see like Cole and Drake come together on that tune.
Yeah.
In some ways, it seems like Drake's just there to just get destroyed by Cole. Cole's come with that venom. But when you got Ross and Meek, they don't have that. It's a different kind of approach.
Yeah. You get me? And I see that it's very...
They're not competitive rappers.
They're not rapping on the track to be the best on the track.
Or, well, again, I just feel
like they're rapping for vibes.
Yeah.
They could have gave us another anthem.
Did you guys feel like there's a couple of tunes with Mr. Jeffrey? I felt it.
On this one?
Yeah.
I think everything Mrs. Jeffrey.
I was like, that's made for Jeffrey. You know?
I can't pick one. But maybe.
The shouted him out how many times?
I think the Vori feature.
Fab.
Is that the one with Vori? Yeah. I just remember hearing Vori thinking...
He's done a few of them, isn't he? He's done a couple of tunes, is it?
I feel like there's one with Friday and one with Vori.
Okay.
And maybe someone else. But I feel like they didn't do Vori justice. Vori's better than what he sounds.
Yeah.
I feel like if Fug was out, maybe they would have got Fug on one of those choruses instead. Yeah. But yeah, it's what I needed.
I liked it, man.
But
nice reminiscence.
It sounded great on these speakers. Sounded very good on these speakers.
Nice to drive around in the car. Let you know how rich he is.
Friggin' no. What's it? I don't even know what the song's called. Friggin' the Snoop Dogg
That tune's sick.
Is that what it's called on it? Above the Law. What's this new one?
Above the Law.
She's in it, yeah.
That is cold, to be fair. That tune is cold.
Yeah, and Meek.
I'm going to lie.
The way Meek goes on that tune is
Meek
cold.
Was, hang on, like, Meek was kind of getting smoked on this album still. Like, yeah, that Russ dude just is cold. Russ has got so much aura. I hate that word as well.
Presence.
It's presence. Aura. This is the same. It's actually, you know, it's probably justifiably an aura with Russ because it just commands so much. His voice commands so much on a track. So put him next to Meek.
I'm laughing because I'm thinking of that clip where goes,
Yeah.
I'm a idiot.
But that's the thing, though. That really is the thing. Literally, everything Ross does is gold in some way. Just it could be chatting in front of a camera, and it's like, yeah, it's just
And then accusations.
Yeah. And Meek is kind of the opposite, you know.
Nah, everything Meek does is joke as well, though.
I'm laughing at that video the other day.
Words wise, though.
Where,
Meek ain't really a speaker like that.
Nah, he's not. He's starting to get better, but in terms of presence, it's everything that Ross says, like when Meek's doing an interview with Ebro.
Ad-libs in it, yeah.
And
the
ad-libs, man, he's eating healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Funny. And Meek's like, yeah, I'm eating healthy. Yeah. He said, you're looking better. It's like, Ross is just literally that guy. Like,
you know what it is? Ross is like the uncorny Khalid.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Nah, because I find Khalid joke.
Yeah, but corny as well.
I find Khalid joke. No, I think it's irritating. Like, I get it. Like, you can see he's trying bare hard. Whereas Ross, I feel like that's genuine.
That's just him.
Maybe it's a Miami thing.
Khalid, like, could I think be. Khalid's joke, you can tell he's like, at this point, his brand is more just being an idiot.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, with Rick
the
Ross.
The biggest.
Yeah, he's actually just a joke.
Yeah.
Yo, with that Above the Law tune, yeah. Once again, me being probably corny. I heard Tiana Taylor, she smoked it, killed
it. She did.
Wait, what?
But
Yeah.
Honestly,
oh,
I was.
Okay, it makes sense. Because, yeah, she was going hard still.
Something was like kind of. I wanted SZA instead.
What?
I just want that.
Nah.
You know that.
Nah.
She's got like a dynamic to her voice. It's just
nah.
like.
You know
a
what?
Bit there.
Nah, you know
I feel
what?
Like with
I
SZA,
think,
you wouldn't
I
have understood what she was saying, you know?
I know you wouldn't have had that. That just it slaps.
Yeah.
Snap to it.
She's just kind of like, okay, let me go on Rap Genius and see what she actually said. Like,
yeah.
What did she say? You ever read SZA lyrics?
Yeah, she's
mad, saying
you know?
Totally she's different things to what I'm singing. Like, with two different songs. Like, SZA's like, how did you say? Did you actually say that? Like she, and yeah. the pockets as well that she does it. This is, yeah, man.
Artist, man.
But yeah, Tiana's delivery is there, isn't it? But yeah, man. Too good to be true. I'm glad it's here.
You listen to DAA?
No.
That's what I was listening to in the car.
Is that what it was? Oh, that was new? Yeah. That had that. I thought you listened to something old school, you know. That was sick. That was new?
Yeah. And
that sounded hard.
The tune with
That sounded
Getz.
Very hard.
Tune with Getz.
Mm. Well, you drop an album.
It's like 6-pack.
Okay.
Ah, oh, perfect.
Okay.
6. How long is it? About 25 minutes then?
Roughly. That one's hard. That's what I need now. Listen to Larry June as well. Late Night. I think it's called Late Night.
It's with someone else, isn't it?
No, it's him, but it's like probably like a producer. I think it's Cardo.
Oh, is it a producer? Yeah, it's somebody to see. I just know that Larry June drops a lot.
Yeah.
I feel like his music.
Second album this year?
Yeah, and his music has a lot of replay value, so I don't need that from him. I don't need so much music from Larry June.
Hella replay value.
Which is, which I feel like is what happened to Rick Ross. Oversaturated, just put out, to a point where you almost dilute your own sound. So hopefully Larry June will do that. Make him sit back and chill a bit. At the same time, if he's getting money, get your money in it.
I like that album. It's a good album.
Blood the Streets.
Because the joke is I ain't even got around to that Alchemist product.
Yeah. Alchemist dropped as well the week before, I think.
I meant the Alchemist and Larry June.
Yeah.
But
he dropped his
Alchemist
own album as well.
Yeah.
Flight 2. Sick album. Cartoons, another good album.
Is that?
Cartoons.
C-A-R-T-O-O-N.
The bass player guy.
I think so.
Yeah,
Cartoons.
The question is, Juice, are you listening to 3 Stacks flute album?
Yes.
If it's a jazz album, I'm intrigued.
Andre 3 Stacks?
Yeah.
Flutes?
Because everyone's like, obviously there's hella memes in that, and I'm seeing, like, what is it? Is it like a jazz album, or is it like...
There's flutes?
Some of it's Discovery said.
Yeah?
Like, So basically,
his flute.
He's working with a like a normal flute, and then some of it's an electric one, electronic one. So some of the actual music, you can, it's just like him figuring out how his sound will work, figuring out how it works, and it's more just discovery.
Flutes?
I'm interested to see what like what it's gonna be, because it's
gonna be flutes.
Been very no shit.
You know, it reminds me of saying flutes. You know, it reminds me of on the Dipset album. Dipset, there's a song that goes, play the flutes, and then there's the song called what's the song called? On Dipset, get it on.
Yeah, no, it's true.
You know
what
I'm on about, innit? Yeah, that's Dipset old school.
I'm not familiar.
Dipset, get it on.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Dipset album.
Yeah.
How many of them?
That was it Jewel's album? Oh. It was on Jewel's album.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. But yeah, freestyle.
Yeah, flutes.
Flutes.
I'm looking forward to it because he's told us. Like, I would have been so vexed if he didn't give us the heads up.
Yeah.
And I just like.
You went under the radar.
Yeah, I just clicked on. No, I just clicked on Andre 3000 expecting to hear bars and just.
At least you told us what.
Yeah,
what
so now I'm looking forward to hearing the flute. I'm genuinely looking forward to hearing some flutes.
You better be good.
Yeah. Have you seen the song titles?
Nah.
My titles, like paragraph song titles. Like the track one's called.
One time I was on 4th Street.
The track one's called I Really Wanted to Give You a Rap Album, but this is the way the wind blew. Track two is called The Slang Word Pussy Sound Rolls Off the Tongue a Lot Better Than Vagina, Don't You Think? Track three, well, one of the tracks are like Bipolar Disorder, something. All the track names are just long.
Okay.
Like, which makes me want to hear some flutes. How are the flutes going to interpret like this? Like
all of that. But the thing is, I saw him say earlier that...
I want to hear the flutes. I'm like, that's bipolar.
They said, why didn't you make a rap album? And he says, you know what? Like, the stage I'm at, what am I going to rap about? What is there to rap about? Because at the moment, it feels like rap is kind of just like... all doom and gloom. And
so bring something different in it?
Realistically, no, but the thing is, realistically, he may not be in that space. So I get it.
He walks around playing the flute every day, like he ain't got nothing to rap about. He's like,
I get it.
He could, you know what? Keep it real. There needs to be at least one verse on there.
No. Not should be, no.
You know, there's not going to be, but it should be, though.
There's
come
not
on.
Going
Andre
be.
3000, we want bars from you. You know, okay, spoken word poetry.
No.
So,
in between the flute.
He wants flutes.
He wants to play the flute.
He wants to do a jazz album.
Let
him be.
Now, but you can do both, innit? Like,
no, he doesn't want to.
No. Let the man play the flute.
Joy!
He just wants to play the flute.
Juice wants a little bit of flute and then say, I was walking down the street.
Thank you. Nah, I'm being dead serious.
Man was walking there beating his meat. I said, you're disgusting, nigga. Clean your feet. And then I said, don't make me see you again this week.
That's what you said to the dog, innit? Yo, speaking of dogs, I seen Snoop Dogg's quitting weed.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How come?
It's
bad for you?
He had a discussion with his family and they said it's best for him to stop.
Okay.
Stop. No, he put it in a certain way. What did he say? He said he's going to stop burn. Something like stop burn or stop smoking. But he didn't say stop smoking weed. But it's like, it's just.
I seen his caption and says, I'm going to stop the smoke.
I'm giving up the smoke.
Yeah, I'm giving up the smoke.
That's what he said. Yeah, I'm giving up the smoke. Yeah.
He's obviously not going to stop smoking.
You don't think?
It's his entire brand.
But.
Nah,
he's old now.
It's Snoop Lion, Snoop Gospel.
Snoop Lion, man. He's old now.
So if it's making
leave it to Wiz Khalifa.
If it's hurting his health in some way.
Like, leave it to Wiz. It's good, man. Make him be healthy.
You know, yeah, at this point, that nigga is weed.
Yeah.
Bruh.
So his insides are probably like...
Imagine what a sober Snoop Dogg is actually like.
It's probably going to be the same.
You think?
That nigga's high forever.
Or unless it's just... Maybe his genetic code has just been like altered from the weed.
Needs THC.
Inside, he's like Groot.
Yeah. Yo, imagine.
That's a skeleton.
That's probably what happens anyway. I was going to say, imagine your genetic code is altered from drugs, but it probably would be because if you have kids, and you was high when you conceived. And
you got, yeah, that's when all them people have like
crack babies, isn't it?
Crack babies, alcoholics, their DNA's changed. Yeah. Just the effects of the actual, because you got to realize any drug changes your body chemistry.
Mm.
But yeah.
Don't do drugs.
Don't do them.
Well, some drugs.
Don't do drugs, kids.
Don't do drugs.
Sugar's a drug, though.
To you.
To everyone?
To you.
Sugar's a drug? We sent it to him. Lock it off. Should we wrap up?
We're done.
Pause. Actually, no, don't pause that. Safe sex.
What? Big pause, fam.
How's that pause?
In a room full of men. It's a wild choice of words. No, forget it.
Anyhow, share, subscribe. Follow us on Instagram, Threads, TikTok, Twitter, X, Facebook, all them thing there.
Subscribe to YouTube. Like, numbers ain't really...
Yeah, man.
Insta's moving.
Insta's like, you know, showing love.
If you're listening, even if you listen to the SoundCloud or whatever, or podcast app, just go on YouTube and press subscribe, please. Yeah. Thank you.
Like, more people will see it and, you know, it's just spreading the brand.
Well, they're saying the algorithms and that.
Yeah. Got to get the rhythm in.
The algorithms are pagans. Yeah, I mean. But sometimes you need to join forces with the pagans.
So, big love, big respect, big shout out to our sponsor, Chosen Few.
That's the case where we haven't joined forces with pagans. We joined forces with good people, Chosen Few.
And we will see y'all
2 weeks' time. You ever join forces with a pagan?
One day.
Sometimes you have to, don't you? No. Never had to join forces with a pagan.
Not under normal like pretenses, me knowing they're a pagan.
Maybe he's under duress. You ever been under duress?
All right, man. All right. See you a lot later.
Yo, thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Bless. No. Respect. You never been under duress? When you benching, that's duress.
Decide,
it is a stress. Yeah. You have to stress the muscle to grow.
I'm not stressing the muscle.
That's how bodybuilding works, isn't it?
No, you break the muscle. Duress. That's not under duress.
That you break the muscle to repair it.
Under duress.
The muscle stressed?
That's just me training.
The muscle stressed?
No, but the
fact
is,
it repairs itself bigger.
But the fact is, I know I'm in a comfortable like environment. I'm actually okay.
You should be pushing yourself, man.
Not working, is it?
You need to push yourself. Okay,
well,
yeah.
You two finished.
I mean, I could go on.
Please don't.
I would like to go home.
Peace. Bless. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Safe.